We're children of Abraham. We're the descendants of Abraham. Let's prepare ourselves for continuation of a very important study that we're in the midst of and sort of on the ending side of. But as far as I'm concerned, fundamental in the relationships that we have with one another. Paul, you want to get all those doors for me? I'd appreciate it. And so many people, this is a big area of problem in Christian life. If they were living on a remote island, most people think they could live a wonderful Christian life. But let one person land on that island and it messes it all up. And yet this is the mark of whether we belong to Christ as far as the world and the spiritual warfare is concerned. Not that you have believed in Christ as Savior. That certainly gets you eternal life and the security. But as far as the mark of belonging to Him in the world, it's to love one another as Christ loved us. And it is no accident that Christ made that the new commandment. And because it is in our contact with other Christians that we really are tested in regard to our faith. And we've moved now to the negatives in dealing with one another. And so let's prepare ourselves that the Spirit can open our eyes and we can see these things. And again, I must remind you, this is not a list that you do or don't do. These are things that are recorded in Scripture. Why are they there if we do not do them? They are there so that, one, we will know the love that God expects. Two, they are there so that we can listen to the Holy Spirit and the things that He will reveal to us, lead us. We are to be led of the Spirit, we're to follow the Spirit. And these are the things we can look for to occur, or in this case now in the negatives, not to occur, if indeed we are walking in the power of the Spirit. So this is not a list to go around and use to judge others or even self. It's to let you know I'm not in the power of the Spirit when we see these things occurring in our own lives. So let's prepare ourselves for the listening to the Spirit as to what He's saying to us in these passages. Let's pray. Your Spirit, Heavenly Father, is the member of the Godhead who inspired the writers of Scripture from the book of Job to the book of Revelation. He was very careful in working through the writers, the human writers of Scripture, in the recording of the Holy Scriptures. We are aware of the fact. We're aware of the fact, Father, that He is equally in working for the correct understanding of Scripture. We are not left wandering around trying to figure these things out because we cannot. We are dependent upon Him to open our eyes that we can see, just as we are dependent upon Him to have these things recorded and preserving them through the history of man. And so now, Father, we recognize our total dependency on Your Spirit, trusting Him to open our eyes that we might see. Father, we pray these things now in Christ's name. Amen. Okay. We have covered three of these negatives that will occur between believers and that should not occur. And again, I just can't overstress this, because when you do this kind of study, you have a very strong tendency, people do often, of making a list. Okay, I don't want to do this, I don't want to. Again, this is one of those things, these are the things that will not happen if I am walking by faith in the Holy Spirit. These are those undercurrent things that will happen. And the person we studied was betraying one another, but Christians turning against and turning on one another. Then the second one, obviously, that most people are aware of, hating one another. We are not to hate one another. For where there is hate, there is no spiritual love, which obviously lets you know there is no power of the Spirit, because love is a fruit of the Spirit. A lot of Christians like to claim they love God, but not some other believer. That's impossible, and Scripture makes that very clear. You don't get by with saying, "Oh, I'm right with God." It's just this person. No, if we love Him, we're going to love one another. If we love one another, we're going to love Him. This is the effect of spiritual love. Then the third one, the one that people do not normally think about, that is a very strong problem throughout all church history, and that is competing with one another. And tonight we continue where we left off last Wednesday evening, another one that is not often thought about, not often brought to our attention, and therefore we sometimes not listening to the Holy Spirit when He brings this one up, and that is being inconsiderate of one another. This is very strong in very close relationships. Husbands are often most inconsiderate of the person that they claim to love. Wives are often very inconsiderate of the person that they are married to. We often are most inconsiderate of those that are very close, and we're not aware that this is something that will not happen when we are walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, to pick us up where we left off, because there's a lot involved here, let's open the Scriptures to Luke. Let's open the Scriptures to Dr. Luke, and let's look at Luke chapter 12 and get ourselves oriented to what's going on. Sometimes a chapter break is most unfortunate. The Nazarites, especially in the Old Testament, in the chapter breaks, the old joke is they're riding along on the mule, and every time the mule would stagger or turn, they'd make a chapter break or a verse break, and that's why sometimes you go, "What are they doing here?" And there's really no rhyme or reason for a lot of the verses, and especially chapter breaks, such is the case right now, as you'll see. Chapter 12, verse 1. Dr. Luke brings this to our attention under these circumstances, and that is chapter 11, verses 53 and 54. After so many thousands of the multitude had gathered together to hear Jesus Christ, that they were stepping on one another. He began saying to his disciples, first of all, be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. It just doesn't make sense unless we let the Spirit open our eyes. Now, we can, in human terms, come and draw some principles here. But if you just are reading this, the information and what Christ says, how does all of this tie in under these circumstances? 53 and 54, thousands of the multitude gathered together. Okay, so far we're all right. That they were stepping on one another. Okay, why are we told that? And then the next thing just is baffling to the mind if you're just reading along, they're stepping on one another. It would be nice if he began to say to his disciples, calm down the people so that they don't tear up each other. Calm down the people before we have a riot. Calm down the people before we really hurt, somebody really gets hurt. That makes sense in our mind of thinking. He doesn't say that. Look what he says. In this context of believers stepping on one another, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. If you're standing there, and you look over here at this crowd, and they're all stepping on one another, and here's Christ, and you recognize Him as the authority of everything here, and He says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, are you just looking at the same thing I'm looking at here? Don't you see what's going on out here, what all these people are doing to one another? You lose the connection in the scene of what's going on unless we let the Spirit open our eyes. Why is the information given to us? First of all, it seems superfluous because it doesn't